This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
John Worley is an attorney from Hartfield, Virginia. I don't know necessarily where Hartfield is. He said, "When my 4 children were younger, I relished one ritual above all the others. Hours after their bedtime, and often after mine, I would walk down the carpeted hallway dividing their rooms. I walked barefoot, as soundless as a cat. Silence reinforced the intimacy of the ritual. I would pause briefly at each of the 4 children's doors. I didn't open them. I just stood there, thinking about the child inside and how, if I opened the door, I'd find a son or daughter asleep in their favorite position, clothes, toys, or books, stuffed animals, or soccer shin guards strewn about the room, depending on whose room it happened to be. It wasn't important for me to actually see the scene. I'd seen it often enough when I told them good night. But you see, there was a time a few years before when I couldn't tell them good night because my wife and I had separated. During the years apart, I stayed at a friend's summer home. I walked the wooden floors then, my footsteps echoing in the hollow hallway. I tried to hang a couple of pictures on the wall of my room, but they didn't belong in that place, and neither did I. Neither did I. During that long, difficult time, my wife and I stayed in touch and sought counseling. When we finally reunited, my nocturnal trips down the carpeted hall resumed. It was only important that I knew that they were in there as safe as they could be in a house, and they were sure to wake there the next morning. No doubt some of the feeling that came over was the link to my role as their guardian. If a fire broke out, I would evacuate them. That was my job. If an intruder broke into the house, I would confront him because that was my job. If a biblical thunderstorm shook the house, those still too young to sleep through it could take refuge in our king-size bed at the end of the hall. I knew that this span of years would be brief. But isn't it interesting what John Worley talked about, the security of knowing as he would walk down the hall and he'd stop by the room and think and pray about each child in there? You know what made that possible? Covenant. Why did he feel like if there's a fire, I'm going to rescue those kids? Covenant. Not just love, but he's in a covenant relationship with his children. Why did he say if an intruder broke into my house, I would confront him? Covenant relationship. And what he was describing in those years that he didn't have that experience was he broke covenant. He broke covenant with his wife. I'm not saying it was his fault. I'm not saying it was her fault. It might have been both of their faults. But they had broken covenant with the person they were in covenant relationship with. What's my point? I think the most serious thing in your life, you want to talk about something that's serious, more serious than cancer, more serious than an accident, more serious than anything you can name, is to break covenant with the God who called you into covenant. Determine, decide today, I will never be a man who breaks covenant with God. I will never be a woman who breaks covenant with the Lord. People may break covenants all around me at work. They may hire lawyers to get me out of a covenant. And we do that as a culture. But determine today, 2015, I'm going to be a man or woman who honors the covenant. I'm not going to break the covenant with my God. Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant. And we're a part of the deal. We're party to that covenant.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.